Isn't this a sports show?
We're going to talk about the Chiefs in 2 seconds. Damn it. I did not mean to start here for this long.
Almost entirely.
I would love for Alex Smith to just punch a ref in the face.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe, the fourth best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City.
I'm so confused. The comment section is moving so fast. Why are people trying to buy a couch here?
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Stop commenting!
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
And as always, if you would like to tell me to stick my head in an oven, you can tweet me at JB Briscoe or comment on the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
On ESPN Kansas City.
That's got to be the intro for the rest of time, right? The fourth best. What was it? Fourth best radio personality?
Yep.
It's undeniable. It's one man's opinion, so now it is fact. I don't mean by one man's opinion my own opinion, because of course I think I'm the second best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City. I'm legally not allowed to tell you who I think is first. No, I have no idea. I have no idea. That's very good work by you, Beards. Good job getting that pulled together. It made me laugh.
Quick turnaround. I was impressed.
Yeah, no kidding. Big voice guy was not screwing around going into Christmas. He said, we're going to make this happen. Merry Friday. I'm pretty sure that today qualifies as the least productive day in America. You're the Friday before the day before Christmas Eve. I mean, that's like you're off. You're definitely off the 23rd and 24th. You're obviously off Christmas. I don't know. When are people going to come back to work?
I know we've got stuff here Tuesday.
Okay, so maybe that's normal. I don't know. I'm going to be gone. A little bit of housekeeping at the front end of this. We're going to talk some Chiefs, and we're going to do. Keeping up with the rest of the American workforce, we're going to give at least a 70% effort today.
That seems high, but okay.
Well, usually we give 90.
That's true.
So we're just dropping it down 20%. You won't notice the difference. We're going to talk to Matt Derrick in a little bit about the Chiefs. I haven't talked to him in a long time. We're going to do some Chiefs. We're going to talk about the XFL and the Jaguars and Jerry Richardson, maybe. LeVar Ball starting his basketball league. Well, you know what? We've got things to discuss today, even though it's a slow time in sports. But the few housekeeping things, if you are a listener to the Roughing the Kicker podcast feed, as many people do get the show that way, this is going to be the last time you hear my voice until 2 days after the Chiefs-Broncos game. I will be out of town. Unless something crazy happens and I have to like do a podcast on my phone like a real degenerate, which is totally plausible. There's one show on Tuesday. There'll be an Almost Entirely Sports on Tuesday with Scott Chasen and Sean Collins, two friends of the show who do KU work and a movie podcast, and they know all of their sports in general.
And I've already made an intro for them.
And Beards made an intro for them already. They're going to do a really good job. I'm excited about them hosting the show on Tuesday. I'm going to listen to it eventually on my way back home. But then it's all like bowl games and stuff over here in our regular time slot until January 2nd. December 31st, Patrick Mahomes is probably going to start his first NFL game. So the bad news is I'm not going to be able to like preview that. The excitement will have to be done exclusively on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at JB Briscoe. Please follow me there. I need someone to retweet me whenever I talk about Pat Mahomes leading up to that game. But if the Chiefs beat the Dolphins on Sunday, it seems very likely that Mahomes would get that start. No show leading up to that, but we'll be back that Tuesday. And I guess we would look ahead to Chiefs-Ravens in the playoffs, which seems to be the most likely option. But if Patrick Mahomes does start a football game and play four quarters against a Broncos team that's going to want him dead, we're going to talk about that, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then the whole offseason.
That'll be the Almost Entirely Mahomes intro that gets brought out.
Yep, that's fine. That is the time whenever you dust off the Almost Entirely Mahomes intro. So that's the schedule. Sean and Scott are going to be in here on the 26th, day after Christmas. I will be back on January 2nd. There are no shows in between, which also worked out really well for a time for me to be out of town, because I'm only missing one show.
And the three of us don't have to host a show, as in me, Charlie, and Rudy.
Yes, there were a lot of things that broke our way, so that all worked out very well. Also,
Festivus miracle.
It is a Festivus miracle. Also, we've joked a lot about the ranking of sports personalities in Kansas City and all sorts of things. I say joking to hide the fact that I have already gotten fourth best radio host in Kansas City tattooed on my inner thigh.
It's the equivalent of a LeBron's chosen one back tattoo. it just says better. Fourth best.
Yes, 100%. Yes, that absolutely counts. That's absolutely what it is.
Fourth place.
Almost on the podium. We've talked about that. But also, since that came out, there have been a relative handful of people who have swooped into Twitter or Facebook or wherever and said very nice things about this show and the show that we've done for the last almost, 5 months now? So I'm sure that Beards can attest to this also. Whenever we started doing this show, I was really happy about it, and I think we've done a really good show. But the question was never, are Beards and I going to have fun doing this show? That was always a given. The question was, is anybody else going to like this?
And will it be anything resembling okay?
Right. Will the show be good?
No. We knew that.
Well, right. Will the show be acceptable? And will the people who like this kind of thing find it?
Again, no.
Well, that's the thing, though. That's what's been so shocking. Twitter has been the most encouraging version of itself over this last week. So I'm always a little surprised to find that people come out through the woodworks and say, hey, you know what? I like this weird show, which is unbelievably encouraging. And even just seeing every week the fact that people like download the podcasts and everything is very humbling. So, from someone who spends very little of his time humbled, I say that. And I'm very thankful that you've listened throughout however much of this you've caught. If it was listening to the podcast and everybody started doing the podcasts, or if it was just whenever this show got on. This year has been nutso. Like, we started doing things on air in January. Like, we're at a calendar year, basically, of talking into live microphones, which is a new thing for me in January. Started from the bottom, now we're fourth. That's that famous Drake song, right? Started from the bottom, now we're fourth. Started from the bottom, now my whole team bleeping fourth. So thank you for listening. That's all that was meant for.
Also, there may or may not be a last year, 5 months on
coming. Oh, no! Maybe. When is that coming?
Probably the beginning of the year, after I start working on it.
Okay, so that's going to be where we come. Oh, man, there's two. That's our. I'm already. Now I'm getting anxiety about the January 2nd show. If there's going to be a last year on. And we have to talk about Patrick. This is where we could be on January 2nd. I could come swaggering in here with a tan, and by with a tan, I mean this exact same shade of pale. I could come swaggering back in here. My hair will be blonde or pink or something at that point.
Probably.
I'll have it.
It's been a while since it's been weird.
Yeah, it has. I'm just kind of growing it out now and giving myself those options back. I'll come in with different colored hair. I'll be holding an empty champagne flute that's obviously been in my hand for 36 hours.
Is that celebrating fourth place?
Yes. It'll be celebrating the end of 2017. And the arrival of fourth place.
To celebrate, you got a champagne glass.
100%.
Not champagne.
No,
just a glass.
It'll be an empty glass. No one will know if it's been used or not. I'm just going to come with an empty champagne glass. And I could come in here, sit down, the mic comes on at 4 o'clock, and we have to do the year in review. The Chiefs just had a Pat Mahomes game. How did that go? What was it like watching the Chiefs beat the Broncos by 500 points? Even though the defense gave up 300 points, and the Chiefs are in the playoffs and getting ready for a game against the Ravens. That could all be happening the next time that I talk to you. I mean you, the listener, not you, Beards. Although it is true that Beards and I do not communicate outside of this professional setting. cannot stand each other, but we put on a good face for the cameras and the microphones, just like Mike and Mike did for so many years.
Except for without all the paychecks.
That's a great point. We do it to way less success than Mike and Mike does. So, was that self-involved enough? Did we? I know we just talked about ourselves for like 10 minutes, but I was just
we talked about you.
I almost just cursed. You got me so good there that it wasn't really close, but I almost muttered a curse. Because you're so right. You are so completely right. We did. We talked about me. I just wanted to say thanks to the people who listen to the show and who have been very encouraging. And also to remind you that I'm the fourth best radio personality in Kansas City. I got a DM from somebody who had me even higher. I can read that whole message verbatim if you'd like.
Sure, why not? We're already there.
I'm not going to.
Already there.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Who was it?
Just somebody who likes the show. Who also gave birth to me. Thanks, Mom.
Oh. She has to talk to you via DMs?
Oh, yeah, man. You got to book me now. If you DM me, you might catch my eye. Otherwise, there are appearance fees. You don't get to the fourth best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City by being nice to the little people.
Hasn't gone to your head at all.
No! That's big enough already. I have a hat with me that I was wearing earlier. All of my snapback hats are on the last two snaps. I have an enormous head. Do you want to hear an awesome stat that I really love?
Go for it. I'll have one to back you up.
You have a stat to back me up?
Yeah.
You have another stat?
Yeah, go ahead. Give yours, and then I'll give mine.
Well, okay. Pierce has a stat?
I do.
Hell yeah. Blake Bortles has more passing touchdowns than Matt Ryan, fewer interceptions than Russell Wilson, a better QBR than Cam Newton, more rushing yards than Marcus Mariota, more passing yards than Derek Carr, and a higher completion percentage than Carson Wentz.
What irony. Mine's also a Blake Bortles stat.
Hell!
This wasn't planned at all.
I know. I know what this stat is. I think though. Go ahead.
Blake Bortles needs
16. Yeah, go ahead. Just read it.
Blake Bortles needs 16,966 rushing yards against the 49ers to become the NFL's all-time leading rusher.
Isn't that a Twitter account called like Blake Bortles Facts?
I don't know. I saw it on Reddit today and it made me laugh.
Yeah, there's a Twitter account called like Blake Bortles Facts that does that. That's so good. I love the stat that I read because you know what that – you can hear that sound if you're really quiet. Shh, listen. Shh. I'm going to read the stat one more time, then you got to be really quiet, okay? Blake Bortles has more passing touchdowns than Matt Ryan, fewer interceptions than Russell Wilson, a better QBR than Cam Newton, more rushing yards than Marcus Mariota, more passing yards than Derek Carr, and a higher completion percentage than Carson Wentz. Shh, 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 shh. Listen. You hear that sound? It's the sound of Jaguars fans talking themselves into Blake Bortles being an actual quarterback. Yes! Do it! Limit your ceiling! I'm not looking forward to the Jaguars being an actual team you actually have to worry about. Ugh! Can you imagine how awful that would be? Like, eventually Tom Brady is going to finally, like, at age 80, you know, he'll finally retire and the Jags are going to have the best defense in football. I don't want them to also have a competent quarterback. So please, Jags fans, talk yourself into Blake Bortles. Keep me from having to worry about you as an actual contender. Or at least, like, all right, here's the thing. I don't know how we started today's show with being thankful and Blake Bortles stats, but this is my philosophy in general with quarterbacks like Blake Bortles and head coaches like freaking Bill O'Brien. It's not that you can't win with those guys, it's just really hard. And if you do win with those guys, it doesn't prove that you made the best possible decision. Like, the Jags might be able to win a few playoff games in the AFC. it doesn't mean that that was the best alternate reality here, that they've chosen. The best path that they chose was this one. No, not necessarily. If I'm a Jags fan, I would be begging for them to draft a rookie. Even if you want to give one more year to Bortles, as you develop the young guy, and then you give Bortles 6 weeks until he's terrible again, then you give the keys to the rookie. I, though, for one, hope that the Jags let Blake Bortles be the quarterback for life. That is so self-limiting. Also, the Chiefs and the Dolphins play on Sunday, as I'm sure you're aware. We talked a little bit yesterday about some of the places that I think that if you're going to make the case for the Dolphins, that you can do it. Here's the thing, though, and this is where I have to watch myself from getting too confident in what the Chiefs have shown. I've seen the secondary and the pass rush and the offensive line all be so good the last 2 weeks. So, Ndamukong Suh is a scary name, but so is Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. And those guys got shut down by this offensive line last week. Yeah, DeVante Parker and Jarvis Landry are a pretty good duo of receivers. Keenan Allen didn't do much last week. The Chiefs haven't. Michael Crabtree wasn't a big threat 2 weeks ago. Kenyon Drake has been really good since he took over the starting role in Miami after they traded away Jay Ajayi to Philadelphia. Melvin Gordon was pretty good for the Chargers last week also. Whenever he got to the secondary, it was a real mess, which is pretty normal, by the way. This is something I've neglected to talk about recently, as we've talked about, the Chiefs secondary being kind of a mess. Secondaries aren't usually great at making the big tackles. The Chiefs have had Eric Berry for years, so you've gotten used to it. I mean, even whenever Eric Berry was, developing and still had his limitations, we talked about his troubles in coverage, even back in those days, at the very beginning of his career, he was making crazy tackles from the secondary. We've been spoiled by Eric Berry. As long as Reggie Ragland has a decent game, and if I think Kevin Pierre-Lewis is officially, I think he's officially doubtful for this game with his shoulder injury, which I watched through binoculars, by the way, on Saturday. I don't remember if I talked about this. I became the Kevin Pierre-Lewis beat writer for about 5 minutes. I watched him go into the injury tent and then back out, and I was watching his shoulder get wrapped. I saw somebody else in the press box tweet an incorrect report on Kevin Pierre-Lewis. I scoffed at them internally. It was good. It was a good. It was a good time to be the beat writer on Kevin Pierre-Lewis. I'm not seeing him on the official injury report though, so I'll have to circle back on that. Beards, can you look that up for me? Actually, can you see if you can find anything on Kevin Pierre-Lewis being? I mean, Beards just isn't listening even a little bit. Beard is like cutting audio or something.
Nope, I'm not listening at all. What'd you say?
He returned to practice yesterday.
Cool. I mean,
that was a stunning amount of time that you were just on a different planet.
I had the studio audio very quiet.
Well, Kevin Pierre-Lewis was a full participant yesterday for the Chiefs. He had missed Wednesday's practice, but it sounds like he'll be back. Also, the Chiefs have had a bunch of guys sick. I expect them to play. Unless they're sick with, tuberculosis, they're probably going to play. So if Kevin Pierre-Lewis stays on the field, if Reggie Ragland stays on the field, Derek Johnson's shown some real gaps in his game recently. That's been hard to watch. I get it. I got all that. But I think the Chiefs are going to be able to manage the run game just fine. Because, again, last week there were big chunks for Melvin Gordon. There were times when he got through the first, second, into the third level. And it was fine. It didn't derail anything. It wasn't the type of running game performance that, the Chiefs had. Melvin Gordon ended up with 19 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. And he was the best part of the Chargers, really of the whole game for the Chargers. I was going to say the Chargers offense. He averaged 4 yards a carry. His longest run was 15 yards. The run defense was plenty good. The pass rush was very good these last 2 weeks. The secondary has been very good these last 2 weeks. The offensive line has been very good. As Seth Kaiser put it yesterday, Alex Smith has had what we would have said as of last year was a good Alex Smith game. Now it's, you know, the metric on that is different. And also, I was saying last year that, you know, last year's good Alex Smith game wasn't enough to win a Super Bowl this year. I believe that still. That makes me nervous about the long term. I'm not really nervous about Chiefs-Dolphins. We talked yesterday about how, you know, you might have some confusion about what the Dolphins are as a team because they've had, I don't know, Chief comparable stretches. I mean, they're 6-8, so obviously not quite so hot, but they won 3 in a row, and then they lost 5, and they won 2 against the Broncos and the Patriots. They lost against the Bills last week. They've been a team that you probably remember their wins better than you remember their losses. They also have a horrible point differential, which essentially shows, and this also pans out on a game-to-game basis, they usually win close or lose big. That tends to be the trend. They lost a relatively close one against the Bills. It was 8 points, but that's the relatively close one. Beat the Patriots by a touchdown. They did hammer the Broncos pretty well. They lose to the Patriots by a bunch. Lose to the Buccaneers by 10. Lose to the Panthers by 34. No, excuse me, 24. Pardon me. Lose a close one to the Raiders. Lose by 40 to the Ravens. Squeak by the Jets by 3. Squeak by the Falcons by 3. Squeak by the Titans by 6. This has been the story of the Dolphins season. And this is the type of thing that usually Beards marks, and then I come back the next week, and I'm wrong. You don't have to really mark it this time, because I'm not going to be here next week. There is no next week.
No, no last week on next week either.
I guess you could do a last week on for Scott and Sean.
I could. We'll see.
It feels a little unnecessary, though. I understand. Yeah. Maybe you do a little, here's what you missed last time, here's what you missed since Sean and Scott were on Almost Entirely Sports. I could do a little voice for that. So you could have that going forward. If you want to do one for them and just do their highlights. Doesn't really matter. You can figure it out. Your decisions. I'm going to be out of town. Where was I going with this? Damn it. Oh, what I'm about to say is a thing that usually Beards would cut and save for whenever I'm wrong and play it back on Monday.
Which happens often.
Which happens every time.
How about those Jets?
Oh, God. The Jets and the freaking Steelers game. I felt so good about the Steelers game. My ignorance was severe for that. But here's what I meant with the Dolphins game. This is something that is going to be used as incriminating evidence, even if it's not until I come back on January 2nd. Looking at the Dolphins' history and the Chiefs' current trends, this feels like a game the Chiefs should win by 20 points. I mean, this game should be a throttling. And you go, oh, man, winning by 20 points, I don't know, that seems like a lot. Well, the Chiefs beat the Chargers by 17. They beat the Raiders by, 11. They beat by 11. Excuse me. Math on the fly is not the strongest. I did not become the fourth best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City by doing math on the air on the fly. That is not my strength. They win by 11 against the Raiders, but they were up by 1,000 on the Raiders the whole game. They came back a little bit at the end. The Chargers win was, I don't know, the game has been pretty much in control. And also, the Chargers are a better team than the Dolphins are right now. And the Dolphins just have this tendency to lose big or win close. I think there's a better chance the Chiefs win close, better chance the Chiefs win by a ton. Better chance the Chiefs win in every possible way than there's a chance they actually lose this game. I just don't see it. I think the Chiefs have too many strengths right now. Now listen, you can look. Now this is the part where the expectations get deflated. If you go, man, how are you that confident in a team that lost the Giants, Bills, and Jets? It's because I'm willing to look at the larger overall picture. I don't think we got the truest Chiefs there. Also, they've made some hefty changes since the Jets, Raiders, and Chargers games. Matt Nagy's taking over play calling. The offense has looked much better. These last 2 weeks, the defense looks like it's figured something out, and it's playing differently. The offensive line is using simpler blocking schemes. The defense is playing a little more base, and they're getting much more pressure from their defensive line, better play from their linebackers, better play from their secondary. This is a team that, now listen, this is, oh God, I'm going to say the most, like, cliche thing you can possibly say about an NFL team on December 22nd. But they're getting hot at the right time. All right, now blow my brains out, please. Just let me die after saying, the Chiefs are just getting hot at the right time. Oh, they've had their ups and downs. What is this voice I'm doing? I'm doing Donald Trump hands, but it's not a Donald Trump impression. This is sort of a sports talk commentator kind of thing. I don't know. The Chiefs had their ups. They had their downs. They were hot at the beginning, ice cold in the middle, but right now it's the end of the season. You know what the Chiefs are right now? They're getting hot at the right time. I'm like, I don't know, the third Gruden brother, maybe? Like John Gruden, Jay Gruden, and then like Joe Gruden?
It's a very strange voice. I can't quite pin down
what the hell I'm doing.
No, me neither.
It's a little, I guess I'm doing the okay thing with the hands that Donald Trump, I think he does that, doesn't he? Isn't that his thing?
I don't know. I don't watch his hands.
What are you doing? Wasting your time. Did you see the Donald Trump animatronic that Disney's Hall of Presidents made?
No.
Oh, Google it.
Okay.
Google it right now. We're going to have to get to Matt Derrick a couple minutes late. He's coming on next segment. But I need you to Google Donald Trump Hall of Presidents. So Disney has the Hall of Presidents. They have animatronics of, I think, every president. I don't know. But they just added a Donald Trump one. It does not look like Donald Trump at all.
Wow.
There are two good theories. First theory is they just had a John Voight animatronic just hanging around,
yep.
Which is perfect.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
The second thing is look at it directly while I say this, Beards.
Okay.
It kind of looks like they had started on like a Hillary Clinton one.
And then they had
to repurpose it. Look at it.
That's not an awful.
It looks, if you combine Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, that's the statue you would get.
Oof, let's not do that.
Same size hands for both of them. I think you got there without it saying anything political, right? It's just funny. I know that was funny.
There's one of like the side view.
Oh, no.
It's not pretty.
No.
Also, it looks fat. Like, very fat.
Donald Trump's a bit of a hefty boy.
But not like this.
Really? That's a rotund man. That's okay. That's what he is. He's a little bit of a rotund boy.
That neckline isn't looking good in that one either, by the
way. Well, no. It's not a flattering depiction.
No, it's not.
Not a flattering depiction. No, not at all. All right. I feel like that segment was a pretty good... If someone was like, hey, what's going on with the show you listen to? I think you can send that first segment where it was like, pat myself on the back, saying, hey, thanks for listening, and then just, you know, random Chiefs talk, serious Chiefs talk, and then like, hey, did you see that animatronic Donald Trump? That was nuts. That's the show. Take it or leave it. Please take it.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
It actually, it's kind of funny at this point. Like, I definitely see Beards more than I see anyone in my own family. By a good stretch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens.
With the fourth best radio personality in Kansas City.
It's also interesting.
And I live at home.
On ESPN Kansas City.
That caught me off guard again. I mean, that is. Did that replace my name? Did you replace my
name
with
that
one?
Yes.
I think that's funny. I think that's actually funnier. So I'm happy to have my name. I might legally change my name. We were supposed to have Matt Derrick. He's a busy man. So we'll get Matt when we can, if we can. Which means we can talk more Chiefs and more about how great we are. Also, though, did you see... did you listen to Lebatard's interview with Rob Manfred?
I did. Beards? I did hear that, yes.
It was feisty.
Yes. And then I listened yesterday to the beginning of their show.
Yeah.
And they kind of did like a, quote, post-game wrap-up of
yes,
it.
I did the same thing.
And that helped with a couple things. It made things easier to understand why it was so contentious at the beginning.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Manfred came in spicy. Like, Lebatard was about to ask him the first question. And Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, Dan Le Batard, obviously, he's a radio host in Miami, national also, but he's a Miami guy. And the Marlins are, you know, being prostituted by Major League Baseball as Giancarlo Stanton is traded to the Yankees and everyone's traded everywhere. But they're not for, like, actual prospects. You know, whatever. Marlins fans are getting screwed right now. That's not difficult to agree upon, I think.
No.
But Manfred came in. We're going to talk to Chiefs in a second. Manfred came in and... And it's like the first thing he said was, well, let me stop you there, Dan. Here's what happened. And he tried to knock Le Batard off of his stance, like, immediately. And Le Batard knew the facts, which is that Manfred knew what the plan was. The plan, each ownership group that wants to buy a team gives the ownership or gives Major League Baseball their plan for what they're going to do if they get the team. Manfred just straight up said he didn't know that the Jeter group was going to trade all their pieces away, which many reports is just patently false. I know that's kind of random. It's just because that's a story that I find really interesting. I think spats like that between media and commissioners and everything is interesting. So... that's the reasoning behind our random little jaunt into baseball. Now we come back, though, to the Chiefs. I said we'd talk Chiefs in a second, and look, now we're back. Because also back is Matt Derrick. He's on Twitter, at Matt Derrick. And you can read all of his stuff at ChiefsDigest.com. Matt, it's been a really long time. I think the last time we talked was either very early in the season or before the season entirely. So in a nice, I don't know, flawless 30-second montage, how have you enjoyed this Chiefs season?
You know, I think I spent the entire time since we last talked in line at the grocery store. So I tell you, I was so sorry, man. I thought I got to the grocery store at 3:30, and I thought I had plenty of time before I talked to Josh and everything. I was wrong.
That is perfectly fine.
No, it's been an up and down season, man. It's been crazy. I thought this team would go 11-5, and I think they're going to obviously they're going to come in a little less than that, but they certainly didn't get to where they're going to end up anywhere close to the way I thought they might. It's been a crazy season. I'm not quite sure that anybody can make sense of this.
Well, and so that's where I'm at now. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, just looking at this Dolphins game, and I'm having a really hard time making a case for how the Dolphins upset the Chiefs this Sunday. And that's a really bizarre thing for me to say out loud and to hear myself say, with only 2 weeks separating us from the last Chiefs losing streak to the powerhouses of the three New York teams who have combined for approximately, like, 7 wins this year. That's not actually true. That's an exaggeration for comedic effect. But that was such a bucket of cold water dumped over the whole fan base. And now after 2 good games, I really don't feel like I'm being a prisoner of the moment by saying, this team looks like it's really solved some things in these last 2 weeks. Are you with me there, or do you think that maybe we're seeing a little bit of a mirage?
You know, I'm absolutely with you. And I'll tell you what, there's one little wrinkle to the whole thing that something that I just need to see this team prove. You know, we talk about the losing streak. We talk about the great, wins they've had the last couple of weeks. You know, in this stretch, they're at a 3-6 period over the last 9 games. Mm-hmm. All 3 of those wins have come against AFC West opponents.
Mm-hmm.
These are games, the teams that they see all the time. They know them. And particularly, you know, I mean, I think in the case of the Raiders and the Chargers, to a large degree, they've owned them. I mean, they've got the recipe on how to beat those two teams. So, to me, I do. I need to see them go out and play with the attitude that they've had the last couple of weeks, with the execution that they've had. But I need to see them do it against a team that they're not familiar with, so with somebody that is going to be different for them. And, you know, and the Dolphins have that. I mean, you know, this is a team that's up and down. I mean, they've got the great win a couple of weeks ago against the Patriots, and then they've got some terrible losses too. So, I mean, I really am curious. I'm with you, though. I have a hard time painting a picture of how the Dolphins win this game. But until the Chiefs go out and prove that they can beat somebody other than the AFC West, you got to have a question.
No, that's really interesting. And the Dolphins specifically are going to be, I would think, a really good chance for that to get set up. Because the Dolphins, you mentioned their good wins. They have some good wins. But throughout their season, they tend to either win a close game or lose in a blowout. They have a terrible point differential. It's the worst in their own division, even though they're 6-8. But I like this strategy. So is this enough to potentially kind of maybe settle you down a little bit up before a potential Chiefs-Ravens game in all likelihood coming, you know, not next week but the week after? If they can go ahead and make it happen against a team they're not already intimately familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, I think so to a degree, but you know, at the same time, I think that this team needs to make sure it's staying in playoff mode. I mean, it's really been in that mode for the last couple of weeks. When they really had their backs up against the wall, it was going into that Raiders game, and you know, and I think it would be very easy in these last two games, you know, against the Dolphins and then against the team and the Broncos that's completely out of it. That game's not going to have. Shouldn't have probably any implications unless the Chiefs absolutely have to go win it to get into the playoffs. But, you know, I think there could be a danger in, you know, in losing that edge that they've really developed over the last couple of weeks, you know, heading into the playoffs. And, it's a bit hard to prove. And because, you know, there's a long history of teams that have rested and coasted and everything and done well. But I still think you need to be challenged. I still think that you're better off if you've been, you know, battle tested at the very end going into the playoffs. And that's why I think this team needs to go out and do that. I mean, I think they just need to go out and put the throat down if they have to win these games just to keep that edge that they've built the last couple of weeks.
A little bit of fact-checking for myself here. So the Dolphins have a negative 90-point differential, which puts only four teams below them, the Cardinals, Giants, Colts, and Browns,
I think, in that order. Pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible company, but they are certainly the only one of those teams that has the victories on the margins that they do, although the Cardinals are also 6-8, but they've been a literally different team. In the second half, so there's a stat. If stats get you going, you're welcome. So let's talk about some specifics here. Matt, talking to Matt Derrick, ChiefsDigest.com on Twitter at Matt Derrick. Let's get into some of the specifics. The offensive line, the pass rush, and the secondary have been the three things that I've noticed the most in these last couple of weeks. It seemed to have really taken big steps forward. What have you seen that have maybe caused some of those differences, some of those changes for the better in the last couple of weeks in any of those units that you've also maybe seen that in?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think on the defensive side, I think that the defensive line, I think, and the secondary goes hand in hand quite a bit. I think you've seen a lot more pressure from the defensive line. I think you've seen the ability to collapse the pocket that we really didn't see for a long stretch of the season. And I'm not sure that you can really make a case for why that is, because it's really a lot of the same personnel. They've juggled the rotation a little bit. You know, you're seeing a lot more, you know, Jarvis Jenkins the last month or so. I think he brings a little bit different element to that defensive line. They've been also doing just, you know, a lot of twists. They've been lining up guys differently, you know, kind of just running a little bit of a different scheme in that front. So that even when they've been going, you know, with some two down linemen sets and everything, they've given some teams some different looks at things that they haven't seen earlier in the season. And I think that's helped. But you know, I think they've also stabilized the secondary a little bit. I think Darrell Reavers looks like he's rounding into shape. And you know, if you can get, you know, three quality corners that can cover for a short period of time, as long as you can get and collapse that pocket and get a little bit of pressure on, you know, some of these quarterbacks, that's all you need in the secondary. You know, I think the struggle that they've had is that, especially against the Jets, was that you just had too many times where you got a quarterback, you know, break contain, or a quarterback that just has too much time and nobody can cover for 5 seconds. You know, you just give a quarterback too much time, they're going to beat you. And they really haven't been giving quarterbacks much time the last few weeks.
Let's talk about the Chiefs quarterback, because that's always fun. Alex Smith has had as up and down and maybe the middling of a season as the team as a whole has, looked like an MVP candidate for 5 weeks. Dropped off a little, and then, you know, absolutely completely bottomed out for a little bit. And then these last couple of weeks, I talked about this to Seth Kaiser yesterday. He said, last week's game, we would have called a good Alex Smith game in the middle of last season. But now the bar has been moved a little bit. And also, I think we could all agree that last year's good Alex Smith wouldn't win you a Super Bowl. What do you think the realist Alex Smith is, and then what are your expectations going into a game here against the Dolphins that can clinch everything up, maybe a bye week, and then eventually, ideally, knock on wood, the playoffs?
Yeah, Alex, he's such an enigma. It's such a difficult, you know, subject to talk about because I think part of it is that with quarterbacks, you really get set in stone about, you know, what they have been and that's what they always are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in some cases, you have quarterbacks like Tom Brady to a degree who kind of are that way. I mean, you know, certainly I think you can make the case that the first few years, you know, for Tom Brady, he was much more of a game manager type quarterback before he really blossomed. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing that really gets overlooked about Alex is that he continued to peak. I mean, this is a guy who, for the most part, has put up better numbers, you know, year by year, almost every single year of his career. You know, last year was his career high for passing yards. He's passed that this year.
Right.
You know, there's obviously, you know, numbers on the margins and everything like that that dip from and go up and fluctuate and everything. But, you know, to a degree, Alex is not the kind of quarterback that he's been in the past because he's just continued to evolve and be different. And, you know, and I'm not sure I don't think I place as much blame on the middle stretch of the season on Alex as maybe some other people do. Mm-hmm. I think they had a lot of problems, and I'm not sure that he was even maybe the top 10 problems. Right. I think they had a lot of others, and some of those maybe affected him. And is he the kind of quarterback that can, you know, put a team on its back and, you know, throw for 500 yards and overcome all your problems, like, say, maybe a Drew Brees or a Brady? No, he's not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, he can have great games. But, you know, he's a team-type quarterback. I mean, he's got to be part of a team that wins. And if you've got a team that can win, Alex is your guy. And I think that, you know, like you said, I think he's proven his ability to get better year by year. So I don't even think he is the same quarterback that he's always been. I think he is a little bit different. And, you know, his game's a little bit different. So the numbers might not always be the same. But, you know, at this point, I don't think there's any reason, given his style, to not expect that he's going to continue to do that.
So now let's look ahead then maybe from a cynical side, which is, you know, just the place that I'm so happily paying rent to at this point. What's something that you look at this team, what's something that you fear could hold them back from maybe it's beating the Ravens, maybe it's from winning two playoff games, hold them back from beating the Patriots or Steelers, maybe getting to a Super Bowl? What's something that you worry has the best chance of limiting the Chiefs' playoff success?
It's the defense, absolutely. This offense, I think, is capable of doing what it needs to do. And if that means, you know, that might mean against Pittsburgh Steelers scoring 18 points. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could do it.
That's not going to happen.
No, it could never happen.
That could never happen.
But it's this defense. That's the thing. I mean, if this defense goes out in the playoffs and plays like the team that was 25th against the run and 28th against the pass, they're not going to beat anybody. If they're the defense that looks like a, you know, maybe a top 15 defense across the board, that's good enough with this offense to beat some teams. But that's what it's up to. It's completely up to the defense. They've got to be able to maintain this edge that they've played with the last few weeks and keep it going for really another 6 weeks if they want to make a deep run.
Matt, always good to talk to you. We've been talking to Matt Derrick. He's of ChiefsDigest.com. You're probably already following him at Matt Derrick. And if you're not, go amend it. Go amend it right now. I don't care if you're driving. You can text and drive. Everybody does it. Go open your Twitter app while you're driving and follow Matt Derrick. Matt, the opinions of me do not necessarily reflect the instructions of Matt Derrick. Matt, thank you.
It was great talking to you as always, man. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Also, I'm glad you got your groceries. Matt Derrick here from ChiefsDigest.com. Whenever we come back, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do. It's the pre-Christmas week. I'm supposed to have the next segment planned? Pah, who do you think I am?
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City. You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Mark this and then we'll play it back on Monday. Do you think that there is a Kylo Ren shirtless scene?
The fourth best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City.
Yes. Oh, man.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I forgot about that. I can't believe you guessed that, spoiler alert, correctly. I was just feeding you crazy things. Did you believe me when I said... Slight spoilers. Slight Star Wars spoilers.
Not really.
Very slight.
He was shirtless once.
Another one. Did you believe me whenever I said that Luke was going to milk an alien?
I don't remember you saying that, but no.
Yeah, there's no way you can expect that. That also happened. And if you haven't seen it, again, as did the very intimate scene between C-3PO and R2. The sexual tension has been building for decades.
Slight tangent.
Sure. Dude, we just did an hour. Hold on. No. Not slight tangent.
Deserved tangent.
This hour is the hour before vacation.
Woo! Well, almost.
Go ahead.
So we were talking the other day about the Star Wars, me and Charlie, and you were saying that 7 was basically just a ripoff of 4.
Yeah,
like the Starkiller base and all that kind of stuff.
A New Hope remastered.
Yeah. I will remind everyone that Episode 6 literally just rebuilt the Death Star but bigger.
No, I know. That's what made it so offensive. Is it wasn't the first one. It was the second. It was the third Death Star. It was the second remake. In a 4-movie stretch, 3 movies were about the Death Star being built for the first time. You know what I was coming into the segment with, Beards?
What?
I just took off my jacket. If you're watching on Facebook, I have this like it's like this tan like canvas jacket. I like it. I like it. It's fine. This jacket is a medium, which is hilarious because I've had this jacket since freshman or sophomore year of high school. This jacket is 7 or 8 years old, and it must be made of like some sort of like Harry Potter material. Like, you know, like Hermione Granger's bag in Harry Potter is like bottomless. You can put anything in it infinitely.
It's the Mary Poppins bag.
Sure. Okay. All right, you old soul, you. I'm going with the Hermione bag reference.
That's fine. That's also a good reference.
That this jacket has to be doing something like it, because this is the only medium thing that I've been able to wear since, I probably got it freshman or sophomore year of high school, since, like, junior year of high school. And it's just, it's infinitely resizable.
I was trying to think what I had from high school that still fit.
You don't seem like you, like, packed on the pounds, though. Like, I feel like you probably would have some stuff.
Yeah, I've gained some. Wait, but
I imagine you barely existing in high school. I imagine you looking like, oh, what did Beards look like in high school? I wish this could be a poll question, but we need options. What did Beards look most like in high school? The thing that really throws this whole thing for a loop is that you wear cowboy boots, and that's not a new thing. You don't just start wearing cowboy boots. So you were probably wearing some cowboy stuff in high school, which is so hard for me to envision.
Well, okay.
You in.
So here's the problem with the high school thing.
Okay.
Private school.
Yeah. Uniforms.
So, polos and khakis.
Yep.
Here's your choices.
Yeah.
Cargo pants.
Mm-hmm.
Or shorts. There's your choices.
No, I was already envisioning a young Beards McFly, who has had a beard since age 6. I was imagining polos and khakis just lining your wardrobe. But I was thinking maybe you snuck on some cowboy boots as the fashion statement.
Nah.
Is that not true?
No.
Disappointing. Also, how long has it been since you've not had a beard?
Geez, probably freshman or sophomore year of college.
I've got to find a picture of you pre-beard, the most recent pre-beard picture of you. Just because, like, genuinely,
the last time I shaved, I think, was in freshman year of high school.
I can't imagine. It's
freshman
like,
year of college. I'm sorry.
It's like the that's funny.
That's
though.
Different.
It's what? It's like the inverse of Batman. Like if you see Batman, like I can't even imagine what the top half of his face looks like. Beards is the inverted Batman. I can't imagine what he looks like without a beard below the nose.
It's been a while.
I feel like you might scare yourself.
It's the baby face.
I'm
hiding the baby face.
It definitely is. Like, it definitely does seem like you have, like, you are simply trying to mask the baby face and appear like a real adult.
Meanwhile, across the glass...
Right, which is, I was trying to get there also. I didn't know, like, So here's what I almost wore today.
Oh boy.
Okay,
let's go.
I'm wearing things that I'm not going to take with me to Arizona, right? So like I'm wearing my like just my blandest sweatpants today. I'm wearing this shirt that I forgot I had. I think this shirt used to be my dad's. And he's like, "Here, do you want this?" Like, sure. So now I have it now.
It's a Brad Briscoe exclusive?
It is. You can follow him on Twitter at...
He changed it.
No! Beards is trying to go find my dad's Twitter. Beards loves the fact that my dad has more Twitter followers than I do. And by, like, a lot.
At Bradley Briscoe.
Yeah, that's it.
I knew he changed it. I just couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, I was wearing this because I just... Like, I'm going to wear stuff I don't want to wear... to Arizona because I got to pack tonight when I get home. And my birthday is tomorrow. And I'm turning 23 tomorrow, which I literally had to like double check because I feel like I didn't play that Taylor Swift song nearly enough. Hey, next segment, I need you to find Taylor Swift's 22 because today's the last day that I can legally hear it. If it plays again...
Legally?
Yeah. If it plays again, if you hear the song 22 by Taylor Swift and you're not actively 22, you just hear static.
Or I was going to say there's a South Park episode where the adults try and listen to the kids' music and it just has like fart noises to them. That's what it'll be like
right.
to you.
So I'm going to be
They're old and they just don't like the young people music, so it just sounds like fart noises.
No, that's exactly it. So I'm guessing most people listening aren't exactly 22 and you will just hear fart noises. But I'm going to jam out to that damn Taylor Swift song. Anyway, holy God, this story has been so convoluted. There have been so many steps between where we're at right now and here's what I almost wore today. I was dressed in these clothes. Tomorrow is my birthday. Renee has been giving me presents like leading up to my birthday, which is great. Spreads out the gift giving, all that. Big fan, right? Well, so today, she bought this, and I'm going to use this word, and she's working right now, so I'm safe, but also she would agree with this phrase, this horrific hoodie that she bought on Wish, which is the app. It's the company that sponsors the Lakers jerseys now, which is insane. You can just buy things from China for like $2. It takes 12 years to ship to you, and then it shows up, and it might fit, and it might work, or it might be just a piece of garbage. It's gambling for people who want material items from their gambling.
Loot boxes.
Yeah, but bleepy, but terrible.
So loot boxes.
Right. But from China.
So loot boxes.
Right. No, that's a good point. But cheap.
Nope.
Gotcha.
Nope.
I got you, you mother bleeper. So, she bought this hoodie on Wish, I'm guessing 47 months ago, and it comes from China. So she's bought the 15XL because the conversion rate between Chinese clothing sizes and U.S. clothing sizes is more confusing than the conversion from, like, yen to dollars. And so I open up this present, and it's just this fabric with 1,000 colors on it. And it is a truly insane... all over print Rick and Morty hoodie. And it just has every character from Rick and Morty. And just this light show cluster bleep. And I'm going to wear it at some point in the new year. All of that from the point of, I almost wore that today. And the conversation about you trying to look like a real adult as I was wearing that hoodie would have been hilarious.
Missed out. Totally disappointed.
I might have saved I had Renee take a Snapchat of me wearing it to send to one of my friends who does not like Rick and Morty one bit.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him if he still loved me, and he said barely. Rick and Morty is really weirdly polarizing. And I guess I get it, because the fan base in general is super annoying about it. I get it. Like, stop. Like I think actually there's Cards Against Humanity is... like, headquarters just sit on the front of it, stop saying Pickle Rick at one point, which is something that we should all get behind. I enjoy Rick and Morty. I don't think it has it has opened up my worldview to get finally getting to my 400 IQ, as some people will do while hunting for Szechuan sauce and just like dangling a McDonald's employee over a cliff trying to get a packet. That's not really what we're looking for, but I enjoy the show. Anyway, this jacket is, this hoodie is just an abomination, and I love it.
It would have been really good if I would have been wearing my Mount Rushmore hoodie today. Have you seen my Mount Rushmore hoodie?
I don't know. So, I don't think so.
So it's a Mount Rushmore on the front, and then on the back it has the back of Mount Rushmore, which is four pairs of legs and butts.
Four presidential butts.
Yep.
Wait, so is that the back of the hoodie?
Yeah, it's the back of Mount Rushmore on the back of the hoodie.
But the front of the hoodie is the front of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
And that's really funny.
It is.
That's
really fantastic.
Good. How have you not worn that in before?
Because I got a new one, because my old one was worn down, and I just haven't worn my new one as much.
All right, I do have a picture of the hoodie that I'm talking about. I'm gonna tweet it out.
Also, I found the Taylor Swift song.
Great. Well, it'll be the bump music for the next segment. And then we will... We will have the last segment will be the last Drake song of the year for us. I guess you're also going to have Sean and Scott, but they don't really count. Fake.
Wow.
You do heard me. You can play that for me. I don't care. No, count. You're my house. Respect the building.
Got to make a new intro now.
I should have called them the wrong names. That would have been funnier. Like, all right, yep. Hey, this is Josh Briscoe of Almost Entirely Sports. I'm out today, but for this one show, we
Matt
have...
Matt Tate!
Please use that. That was funnier than whatever I was going to do. Yeah, very good. Tweet. You can always tweet me at JB Briscoe, as if you don't know that. Fake Joshua Briscoe, who is on Twitter as, I believe, Fake JB Briscoe. That's true. I got that right. Said, check your mailbox. We sent you a big brick of cocaine so you can have a happy birthmas. Sincerely, at Fake JB Briscoe. Thank you, Fake Me.
Does he spell his last name with an E, though?
No.
Well, then that's a problem. That would have been funny.
Oh, just at JB Briscoe with an E is also... Well, that can be... The second entrepreneurial Fake Me should absolutely just be at JB Briscoe, but with an E at the end. That would be also be very good.
Are we more self-involved now?
Oh, because I was actually going to mention this at the beginning of the show. I'm just happy to get through today being entertaining. I wanted to have Matt on in the first hour, talk some Chiefs in the first hour, say thank you in the first hour, because I imagine that at this point you're just here for the show, or you're like, well, I'm gonna go eat an entire Christmas ham instead of doing this.
Yeah, you're leaving somewhere and you're just like, oh, might as well just listen to this. It's what's on.
Right. Oh, I didn't even think about that. There probably
my radio's stuck.
There probably are people like that. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. If you were just sort of flipping through the dial, driving from, you know, Oklahoma to a northern state, North Dakota?
Sure. Also, how'd you get the signal?
Right. I was trying to think of how does somebody have to drive right underneath the tower, which is Independence, right?
Yes.
Let's just say you're a sports fan and you're driving from Oklahoma to Independence. And you're just like, wonder what's going on here. Ba 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 ba. Oh, I see on my phone, 99.3 FM and 1510 AM. It's a sports station. Hell yeah. Let's see what they're talking about.
Hoodies.
Anyway, I got this crazy Rick and Morty hoodie. Also, Matt Tate's going to host the show the day after Christmas.
And some other guy.
Imagine being Matt Tate listening right now going, excuse you? You're good, Matt. No, you're good. It's just that you're good.
We're making a joke.
We're making a joke, Matt. Wow. Okay. This is great. No, we're doing a good show. Is there any, how old are you again, Beard? Like, I forget this, I swear, every day.
25.
25. You're the old wise man here between the two of us.
I try.
I've got...
And then what's that McCharlie when he's here?
The deranged grandfather.
What?
Yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah, it does. Wow, it does. We just pulled it all together. Yes, he is the deranged grandfather who will not use his hearing aids and really just says some horribly racist things whenever the microphones aren't on. Anyway, Beards, do you have any sage advice for how I need to spend the last 7 or so hours of my 22nd year, other than listening to this damn Taylor Swift song on infinite
loop? Repeat?
Yeah, which is what I'm planning on doing.
Don't be stupid. It covers everything.
That doesn't help. Also, when is that advice? That man. What terrible advice. The best advice that you can give is be stupid with a plan. Be stupid responsibly. Almost entirely sports.
New tagline.
But on the quote, like, I want that cross-stitch into a pillow, right?
That'll be the pillow to your blanket.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, great call. But it doesn't have my name. It just says, quote, fourth best sports talk radio show host in Kansas City. At JB Briscoe. Do you think I'm going to have a hard time? I got to board a plane tomorrow. I need to have my ID and everything, I'm pretty sure.
You're afraid you're going to get stopped by security and be like, hey, sign this, will you?
Yeah, I don't want to get stopped and asked to sign things.
Oh my gosh, look over there. It's the fourth best radio show personality in Kansas City. I recognized him from his crazy millennial outfit.
You know what? This is great. This is a great part about my hashtag brand. Is whenever I want to avoid all of the clamoring normies who want to take pictures with me in airports and stuff.
The plebeians.
Those plebeians. I'll just wear khakis and a polo. No one will ever think of that. No, it's not him. That can't be him. He's dressed like an adult or beards in high school. See, I'm good. Wait, are those cowboy boots? That cannot be him. He's wearing a tie. And adult shoes. And not just big Adidas slippers, which is essentially what's on my feet 24/7 at this point. Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm getting some dope Vans for my birthday tomorrow. I asked for them. I wrote Santa a letter and everything.
Like a Dodge van?
Get the hell out of here.
It was a reach, I know.
That was such a dead freaking fish that you just plopped down onto the... Here we go. Here's sound to fill the silence, which, frankly, I wish you'd do more often. Yep. Yeah. Nope. You deserved that.
That's okay.
Oh, several times. Anyways, I was saying, so the Dolphins have the fifth worst point differential in the NFL. They have a tendency to win close games and to lose in blowouts. The Chiefs have a chance here this Sunday to really make a statement. That, hey, listen, I thought what Matt Derrick brought up, the idea that the Chiefs are just, they are beating AFC West teams, but they've been struggling against teams they don't know, is a really, really smart line to draw. A very smart dot-to-dot connection there. So the Chiefs have a chance to make a statement that they can beat teams they're not familiar with, lock up the AFC West, and then we get the Mahomes game in Week 17, and we go into the playoffs and get ready for that Chiefs-Ravens playoff game. More exclusively sports whenever we come back.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Sam Bradford is to quarterbacking as Sam Bradford is to handsomeness.
The fourth best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City.
Can you score with him? I think so.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Wow, is this song start this? Wow, okay, yep, there we go. Hipster. How many of these lyrics do I know? Uh-oh. Nah, I don't.
Never heard it before.
To now. Fall in love with this. You've never heard this song?
Nope.
You'll have heard the chorus. The same time. Nope, damn it. I thought it was beautiful and wonderful, but that's miserable and magical. Turn it up for the chorus a little bit. We're going to talk about the XFL in a second. Next to you! Never heard this?
No, not that I can think of.
Really? Do you not have any friends who have turned 22 since this song has come out? 22.
I don't think so.
I didn't. I'm not sure I've heard this song in my 22nd year, so I'm glad we did it there live. I also did a little wave for Facebook, so I hope the Facebook enjoyed that also.
All zero people that are watching right now.
Dang. ESPN Kansas City's Facebook page just had a really good like couple of days, though. We had a bunch of new likes, so there's a chance that we eventually get some new people watching, like one or two. Ideally, that magical one or two people that have lots of money to pay us to advertise something on this show to...
And want to give us money.
Right, yeah.
Like, if they have money, fine. That doesn't do anything good for us.
To advertise with us. And so this is the thing.
Or just to give us.
Also fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You can cut me a check.
I take cash.
Sure. I'd prefer cash.
Yeah.
Unmarked bills, please.
You can leave it on the park bench.
That's good, yeah. And they're going to...
I
am a little farther into I just met Saul Goodman in Breaking Bad. That's where I'm at right now. That episode just happened.
I started The Americans last week.
How is that?
It's pretty good. I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in.
Let's talk about the XFL.
Oh, okay.
Don't say that as if. Sorry, that was if you hear the phone ring, it's somebody calling in to tell Beards he wants to give us money. Benjamin Albright we've had on the show. He does some good work as an NFL insider. He said, if I'm Vince McMahon, by the way, Vince McMahon has sort of done like a spinoff company. He sold a bunch of shares of the WWE, and that company has put in some copyrights for XFL-related names and everything. He said, if I'm Vince McMahon, there are three players on my immediate list to sign for a new league. Colin Kaepernick, Tim Tebow, and Johnny Manziel. All three bring a lot of eyeballs for different reasons. Wouldn't you at least check that out? I'm not saying that a Kaepernick Tebow Manziel league would take over as your main source of professional football entertainment. But man, I would absolutely click over for Colin Kaepernick playing for the... Oh man, I needed some XFL names really badly. I didn't have any. Are we on the air, Beards? Okay, we got a phone call, and then Beards made a phone call, and that usually means the station's on fire. But to tell me you wouldn't tune in to the Kaepernick-Tebow opening game of the XFL and put it on like a Wednesday night, or if the NFL does get rid of Thursday night games, do it then. Make a cut a deal with ESPN2. Put those games on, man. Right now, ESPNU is playing a Middle Tennessee State basketball game, I think. There's always room for some live sports programming. And if you get some star power, it'll change the whole league. And I think Albright's tweet here is so good because the NFL has three unemployed stars. Stars. Colin Kaepernick and Tim Tebow are... probably two still of the 10 best known NFL players in the world. If you ask, especially if you ask non-NFL fans to name you 10 current or recent NFL players, they're going to give you Tebow and Kaepernick. Johnny Manziel won the Heisman. Johnny Manziel was fun to watch in college. Don't you think he'd be fun to watch in the XFL also? He doesn't have to go up against NFL talent. He has to go up against He Hate Me Jr. I'm telling you, man, I'd watch. Also, you know how many jerseys, how many Colin Kaepernick jerseys Vince McMahon would sell? I'm going to see if I can find a good XFL list of XFL teams. And that I feel like this particular roster of these three quarterbacks would need to happen relatively soon. And I don't know if those guys would do it. I feel like Manziel probably would. I feel like Tebow might. I'm not sure Kaepernick would want to go ahead and no pun intended, but kind of kneel to the XFL's level. Oh, but especially if Kaepernick's playing for the Chicago Enforcers. The irony is beautiful, man. Are you kidding me? But so put Colin Kaepernick on the Birmingham Bolts. How many Birmingham Bolts number 7 jerseys are you going to sell? Answer, 1,000 billion. You put Johnny, actually no, for irony's sake, let's put Tim Tebow on the San Francisco Demons. How many Tebow Demons jerseys are you going to sell? Answer, 100,000 billion.
I'll have to change the name first, though.
No, that's, I'm putting him on the Demons because of that.
Okay.
It's too good. I could definitely see him kind of doing a Herm Edwards thing, though.
Yeah, it's just going to, is Herm going to be the coach now?
Yeah, watch out those Devils.
Watch out them Demons.
You put Johnny Manziel out on the Las Vegas Outlaws. Oh, man. I want to watch that. I do. No taunting penalties. No celebration penalties. You can throw a penalty flag into the stands. You can gyrate your hips in the NFL in the end zone. And I'm not saying that you can take off your helmet and then use your helmet as a weapon to hit someone else in the bare head. But I'm saying if you are jawing at an opponent, you can just do that. That's a place that the NFL has pulled back so far that I think there's a little bit of a gap there.
Isn't that what just arena football is, though?
The arena football doesn't have any stars. That's why I think Albright's tweet here is so on the nose. You bring in Kaepernick, Manziel, Tebow, and all of a sudden, there's a reason for people to watch. You know, and maybe it's only for 30 seconds, but PTI is going to say, oh, the XFL starting up tonight. First game is the San Francisco Demons and Tim Tebow against the Birmingham Thunderbolts and Colin Kaepernick. Who you got? It's like a little joking 30 seconds. Like, man, that's free publicity. I'm into it, man. I like more football. And a non-repressed version of football sounds like fun. Sounds like fun to me. It's not the end of the NFL. The NFL shouldn't be scared. And I'm not telling you that Vince McMahon and Johnny Manziel on the Las Vegas Outlaws is going to do anything crazy. But let it be a less repressed NFL. Pay Colin Kaepernick as much as it takes. Pay Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel as much as it takes. I mean, those are legitimate stars that people would tune in for. You got to get them on TV somewhere you can see it. You got to get them on ESPN. You got to make that happen. It's got to be on network TV somewhere. And once Thursday Night Football goes away, you step in. Don't play on Sundays. Don't play on Saturdays. Maybe play on Fridays. Play Thursday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night. Have one game every day of the week. People will just catch it casually. You know, what's on tonight? Flipping around. Okay, we got okay. College basketball between a couple teams I don't care about very much. Oh, Colin Kaepernick is playing quarterback for an XFL team. Oh my, is that Johnny Manziel? I'd pause there for a little bit. Seriously, I think it'd be fun. A little more wrestling in your football. I'm all about it. I guess it could be reasonably argued that since I'm not going to be here for a good while, I could do a little bit of a Chiefs look ahead. We could do some of that, I suppose. I don't have much more hoodie material today, so I guess we can move on to the next thing on my very specific rundown, where I had penciled in the whole time, segment 5, mostly about my hoodie. Also, I'm nervous because Beards keeps, like, making phone calls. At some point, we're going to get a report from Beards to figure out what's going on. Something bad's happening. Something on the other side of the glass is happening. But I've told you, remember, I think the Chiefs are gonna deal with the Dolphins this week. I think you're going to see a chance for them to have a convincing victory. It probably won't be quite as convincing. Maybe it pokes a couple of holes in the armor, in the belief of what the Chiefs are. But it's, you know, it's a win. It's a win against a team they're not used to, as Matt Jarrett dutifully pointed out, that their victories recently have all been against AFC West teams. You think back to that other Broncos game, you go, oh my goodness, that was so long ago. That was their third most recent win. The last three wins have been against AFC West teams. But they're 3-6 in their last 9. No, actually, yes, 3-6 in their last 9. All those victories against AFC West teams. They got to deal with the Dolphins. I think they will. Then they have the Broncos at Denver, a team that's going to be trying to play Paxton Lynch, as the Chiefs are probably playing Patrick Mahomes. Now, the difference is the Chiefs have a reason to rest a bunch of their starters, so I would expect to see Hill, Kelsey, Kareem Hunt, Alex Smith, maybe the starting offensive line. I don't know if you can play without Zach Fulton and Brian Witzman and LDT, because I'm not sure. Maybe you got to try to save LDT just in case. But so it's Fulton and Witzman and then backups. If you even have that many bodies, I'm not sure they do. And you don't play Peters or Revis or Houston or Halle. You can let most of the young guys go. But the Chiefs could be playing that game kind of skeletally. But they're going to have Patrick Mahomes playing quarterback, so it doesn't matter. It's all going to be fine. He could go get an XFL roster around him. Pat Mahomes on an XFL roster won the Super Bowl with He Hate Me Jr. Beard, is there anything remotely interesting about what's been happening behind? So the phone rang.
Uh-huh.
You answered the phone.
It was
you made a call.
It was the UMKC.
Then you got a call. Okay.
Play-by-play guy who was calling in and making sure things are still going on. And I looked at the broadcast schedule and I went, oh no, UMKC isn't on the broadcast schedule. Oh no, call Jason. And so we were just getting all of that figured out. But everything's good. UMKC basketball will be following us at some point tonight. Crisis
averted. At some point tonight.
I don't know when it is because it's not on the broadcast schedule. All good.
ESPN. Kansas City.
That'll be used for something later.
Sure, use it. You could use that little jingle that I just created after every liner that we have about how something's exploding or something's not all together. So that's my kind of projection for what happens with the Chiefs, and then listen, I'm going to be, if Mahomes does end up playing on New Year's Eve, those will be the only fireworks that I care about, to be sure. That will be a great thrill if that happens. I'm also not going to let that become, you know, the be-all, end-all of next offseason. Unless he's good, in which case I will induct him into the Hall of Fame. In February or something like that. I guess Marjorie wait till March to put him in the Hall of Fame if he has one good game. Also, Alex Smith has a chance to be a 4,000-yard passer for the first time in his career. He's already at his career high. He could be a 4,000-yard passer with 3 really terrible games and potentially without Week 17. He needs, 242 yards. No. Dang it. 262 yards. I didn't get here by doing math. I know I've talked about this before, but I just thought about it again. So now I have PTSD. I had to take college algebra in my last semester of college because I thought I had tested out of it, and I didn't test out of it. So it was on my first semester schedule. I talked to one of the admittance counselors, and she got it, like, to, like, take it off my schedule for me because I told her I thought that I was supposed to take it. And I did my degree audit before my last semester, and they're like, oh, you need to take college algebra. And then I scream-cried for 2 days, and then I took it, and it was just the worst. I don't remember what my grade ended up being okay because I just, like, did all the homework. But it was, it was the worst.
I enjoyed math in high school and some of the early college stuff.
Nerd!
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
All right, if you come back tomorrow, the show will be better, I promise.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
The fourth best radio show, personality, and Kansas City Sports Talk. Also, there's no show tomorrow, or for a long time. Weird choice of liner by you, Beards.
That was the joke.
Oh. I'm just kind of enjoying the song. Because usually it's like, oh, Shane. So during the break, oh no. We have one specific room here. You can just let the music speak. Let the music speak to everyone. It's okay. Let the music speak underneath us here for a little while. Let this take you in. This is your Christmas carol. Let Drake sing to you about going home.
Still got a few hours before I can do that.
But you listening now, whoever it is that I'm speaking to, Drake is telling you, just hold on. We're going home soon. This is the only Christmas carol that matters. Anyway, Shane was just like dragging chairs up and down the hallway because we have one specific room at the station that is like
the trash pit for every other chair.
It is the trash pit, period. There's a green computer screen.
That's been fixed. It's now normal. It's just
stunning.
Really old.
There's a very old, tiny computer screen, and there's an old mixer, and the microphone is, like, literally being held up by, like, a rubber band.
It's a shoestring. Is it real?
Okay,
I think it's
fine.
A shoestring.
And for some reason,
there's six chairs in there.
That room is that true? Is it literally six?
Because
I don't think that you're exaggerating.
I think there's five.
And no exaggeration. It's a very small room.
Very tiny. It has room for maybe one chair.
You could have one in the back and then the one that you use at the board.
Sure.
Two chairs max.
Sure.
The room has five!
Yep. And they all suck.
They're all terrible.
They're all broken.
And it's the chair.
And two of them aren't even rolly chairs.
They're just stationary chairs.
They're stationary, ugly, uncomfortable, small chairs.
So the 1800s? What do you mean there's stationary chairs in this radio studio? I've specifically asked in my demands for the new year, I want one of those chairs from WALL-E. That, you know, the best Disney movie of all time, according to what was it, like Vulture? I want one of those WALL-E chairs where I can just lean back and just levitate, just hover around with a little joystick and a little keypad and just sort of slide around, ultimately become part of the chair. That's what I want. Not one of those damn stationary, four-legged, immobile chairs.
It's completely rubber.
Is that true?
Well, the arms are.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty normal.
Still, though, it sucks.
Anyway, Shane just came down here just rolling one of those chairs.
No, it was a different chair. It was an extra one that was going to go in there.
He was bringing chair number six?
Yep.
Where did that chair come from?
I don't know. Probably the Royals room.
Are the chairs breeding in that chair pit?
I think that's like in the movies or whatever, where you've got, like, the underprivileged, underclass people, and they're forced to work in, like, the small quarry or whatever.
Yeah.
That is our small quarry. We're throwing the broken chairs in there until they die.
Sorry, I zoned out.
Thankfully, Shane has put mercy on this one, and he's going to throw it away.
I zoned out. Why did you make chairs oppressed people? How did you equate those two?
I don't know. It seems what fit at the time.
I was reading a completely unrelated tweet. It was a good tweet. It was very unrelated.
Do you want to share it with the class?
Sure. It's very random.
That's okay. We're talking about chairs.
Great point. That is the most blind I have ever been to the show that we do. That I had to say, well, this tweet's really unrelated. It's just funny. It says, being friends with girls is great, but it's incredibly boring sitting there alone while they do all their makeup. I'm on my second boredom beer already. I might finish a 12-pack by the time everyone's ready, and then it'll be picture time where I, the ugly boy, will ruin each picture.
Solid tweet.
It's funny, yeah. I enjoyed it. Maybe I'll go ahead and like it. Give it a little like. I'm not sure what's going to happen to me not being on a microphone for a full week. Because it's been almost a year now where, at least on a weekly basis, I have some form of platform. I started doing Sports Sunday in January of 2017. And just, I mean, just spicy, spicy quarterback takes for months. And they started this show in August, and it's been an everyday venture, 2 hours every day. And now, from now through the beginning of a new year, I'm not going to have a captive audience. And by captive audience, I mean beards. And so I'm afraid that at some point...
That's okay. That's what Facebook Messenger's for. You're just going to send us video clip or audio clips of you
right.
just giving takes.
Well, you're right. Facebook Messenger has that little audio clip sending feed. You're totally right. That's going to happen. I wish Twitter had that because I would just do it for Twitter. Also,
just Twitter live something one day.
That's true.
Yeah, just
that's,
do that.
You're definitely going to see me. Well, I'll probably do the Chiefs postgame thing from Arizona. You're definitely going to see me on the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page or on like Periscope or something.
Your mom just commented your poor family.
Well, what I was going to say is what's going to happen is eventually I'm going to kidnap my little sister and just like sit her down across from me and go, listen, Chloe, I need you to just be very, I need you to be quiet.
You need a backwards baseball hat. You need a beard.
Put on this
occasionally
Celtics
interrupt
hoodie.
Me.
Yes, yes, yes. It's perfect. All right, put on this backwards Royals hat, put on this Celtics hoodie, just rub some dirt on your face so it looks like you have a slightly ginger beard, and then occasionally interrupt me whenever I'm in the middle of a sentence. Now I need to tell you about this man named Patrick Mahomes. Like, I think that's probably what's going to happen, because
Who plays Charlie in this?
My brother doesn't listen very often, so...
Deal.
He can do it.
Or you could just grab senile old grandpa.
My grandfather actually died several years ago.
That's what I was afraid of when I said that.
That's very hurtful, Charlie. We're going out to Arizona to see my grandmother and my uncle, who lives out there now. But my grandfather passed away several years ago. I guess we could just end the show now. Beard, do you have any dead relatives I could make fun of, just so we're even? Any at all? I don't know. I don't want to, because only a horrible person would do that. But I just
I think I was making fun of Charlie more than I was.
I just didn't really feel like that. Felt like you were really, really finding a raw emotional place in me. And you're laughing about it. It's just very hurtful.
I had a cough.
It's very hurtful. Into the microphone.
Well, it was on.
Well, then you could have turned it off. The button's right there. You could turn it off that microphone just as easily as you could have not made a joke about my deceased grandfather.
We've still got about 4 minutes.
Anyway, like I said earlier, Scott and Sean are going to do the show the day after Christmas. It's going to be a really good show, I think. I trust both of them with the keys of this car. Hopefully, Beard doesn't make them recount memories of their dead relatives.
Your mom just commented, it's okay, Beard. Josh will talk to a cactus.
I I mean, I will. It just feels like kind of a kind of weird place to take this. I don't know. It's a very vulnerable place, you know. It's not usually where you...
I'm really glad you're going to be gone next week.
Yeah, me too. I have found the therapist in Arizona that'll see me just for like every day for a week. Wow. This is... I didn't know how the show was going to end. My last breaths on air for
the
year.
We've got 2.5 minutes. Can you keep this going?
I don't even want to. I'd like to be happy about something, kind of. Just you really just dragged
talking
us.
About Patrick Mahomes!
Ah, yes, I'm back! Woo! Next time I'm on this microphone, I might be talking about the game that Patrick Mahomes started. Hell yeah! Oh, God, can you imagine if he's not good?
I was just going to say that.
Oh, can you imagine?
Bring the show right back crashing down.
Like Seth said yesterday, the ideal scenario is that Alex Smith, or the Mahomes is great in Week 17. Let's do this again.
Mahomes is great.
Mahomes is great in Week 17, and then Alex Smith goes and wins the Super Bowl and then rides off in the sunset.
Or at least
demands,
AFC Championship right, game, competing
demands a,
chance.
Demands a trade, a great trade value, and wins some stuff for the Chiefs. That's the ideal situation. Just imagine if he's not. Like, I mean, the only way that this conversation really comes back is if Mahomes is, like, just Nathan Peterman bad.
Oof.
And, like, Tyler Bray gets snaps.
Oh.
And then Alex Smith doesn't win the Super Bowl because, you know, it's hard to, you could bring him back after a Super Bowl, I guess, that's fine. But he just, they beat the Ravens and then almost beat the Patriots or Steelers. And they just kind of like, oh, well, now what?
On a trick play that Travis Kelce tries to throw and it ends up being an interception, it's pick six.
Yeah, it was obviously not Alex Smith's fault, but they still didn't win. Yeah.
Or Kareem Hunt throws, or
Cameron Irving throws, or literally anyone who's not anybody except for Patrick Mahomes, because he's not going to be allowed to throw in the playoffs.
They bring in Tyler Bray to throw. Trick play. He's lined up as a wide receiver.
Do you want to just finish the show by yourself?
No,
I guess.
I'm good.
Hey, well, listen. I said this at the beginning of the show because I figured that that would be a time when more people would hear it, but I'll say it again now. Twitter's been very kind to me and to the show, and so I guess to some extent to Beards as well, over the last week especially. I cannot say thank you enough for the support and the listening that you've done for this show over its existence and for me in general over the last year. So they'll be back on Tuesday. Beards, thank you for all of the work you've put into this show. I really wish I wasn't going to have to be so mad at you whenever the show ends today. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Bye, Mom.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe, the fourth best sports talk radio personality in Kansas City.